holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Oh, we had a good time at church today.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a splendid day, and we thank God for you. I thank God for your family, and I pray that God does something good for you today, something good to your family today, something for your community today, something for your heart today. I pray he does something good. I pray he answers a prayer or something, reveals a dream to you or something. Oh yeah, man, we had a great time today. Listen, we're going to talk about this today. We talked about, and we went to Psalm 37. We'll go there in a minute. We were talking about being upset and angry with the wicked and all that. You don't have to do that. You don't have to be angry with rich people. Why would you do that and waste your time and energy on that? There's time you could be spending with your family. You don't have to do that. You just don't have to do it. Enjoy yourself. Listen, you're only living on this earth a short time, so enjoy yourself while you're living here on earth. Do what God has for you to do. Follow his instructions so that you can be with him after this life. That's all you got to do. But listen, head on over to podbean.com and play the broadcast. I used to say download the broadcast. Just play it. That's all you have to do is play it and share it. So we're at Psalm 37. Psalm 37, we'll start at verse number 7, and it says this: Be still in the presence of the Lord. This is what we talked about today at church. Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. So many times we take off and start running. We just get excited. We get excited about whatever it is going on in our lives. It's stressful or it's exciting. We want to get in there and get it taken care of. We want to get it done and get the closure right now. But it says here to patiently wait for him to act. Wait for him to act. We try to make our husbands and our wives and do this and do to get the children to do this and make everybody do something. Oh, we got to get this done. Wait. Before we start getting stuff done, let's make sure that's in the direction of where we're trying to go as a family. And if that's what the Lord wants. Patiently wait for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper. That's what God said. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. And a lot of times in this day and age, man, you're looking at that economy, boy, you're going, man, how are they making it? And I'm not making it. Well, hold on. You're doing something. God hadn't forgot you. All you have to do is ask him. Tell him where you are. He'll respond to you. Yeah. He'll respond. Stop being angry. Turn away your rage. They don't tell us that on social media and on the news. They don't tell us. Turn away that rage. Stop being angry. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. But it's the first thing that when they got a subject they want everybody marching on. They try to get everybody excited, get everybody upset. They amplify the problem to make you angry so that when they tell you or give you a command to respond to or something to do, they want you to do something. And the only way they can get you to do it is if you're angry. What did God say? Stop being angry. Turn from your rage. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. And that's what a lot of people do. Churches do it. They amplify the problem and then they give you something to do while you're angry. And sometimes they'll turn around and say, do it in Jesus' name or do it in the name of the Lord. And okay, sometimes that's the right thing, but sometimes it isn't. It's not always right. Stop being angry. Turn from your rage. Don't lose your temper. It'll only lead to harm. Verse number 9. For the wicked will be destroyed, but those who trust in the Lord will possess the land. Those who listen to God will possess the land. Yeah. And today we were talking about how God always talks about the land is important. Now here is talking about people, talking about Jesus. He's going to possess the land. He's going to possess the people. He's going to have the people. You get it? Don't be angry. That's why he couldn't, just destroy everybody. Don't be angry. Don't destroy everything. It is going to lead to harm. Listen, when you make the Lord angry, I don't know what's going to happen. None of us do. So it says here, don't be angry. Turn away from your rage. Do not lose your temper. And it only leads to harm. So he's talking about the people. For the wicked will be destroyed, but those who trust in the Lord will possess the land. God had made this land for people. He made this land for his people. And Jesus was going to possess the land, the people, but you have to hear God tell you that. I'm only telling you what I'm reading here. And then on top of that, I'm telling you what I'm hearing him say. But we'll possess the land. The land was here for you. Figure out a way. God tells you where the value is. It's in the land. It's in the people and it's in the physical land. What were people made out of? Dirt, land. Okay. Verse number 10. Soon the wicked will disappear. Though you look for them, they will be gone. So there's no need in us being angry with the wicked. They're going to be gone sooner or later. And you don't want them to be. Listen, it's not the plan for God to just throw the wicked away. That was never the plan. The plan is to save everybody, make salvation available for everybody. But when we act like evil people or we act like evil spirits when people are evil, they're wicked. That's what they are. And when we do that, God throws us right in there with the devil. Yeah, he does. Verse number 10 again. Soon the wicked will disappear. Though you look for them, they will be gone. Verse number 11. The lowly will possess the land and will live in peace and prosperity. You want prosperity? Be humble. Humble yourself down and follow God. Talk to God. Make sure your life is in order. No, you can't say your life is just like mine. I can't say my life is like yours or wish your life was like mine or me wish my life was like yours. All you could do is ask God, God, according to me, what am I responsible for? What am I supposed to be doing? How do I fix my life? What do I need to do to make my life right with you? Verse number 12. The wicked plot against the godly. They snarl at them in defiance. I'm talking about Jesus. They were, they hated him. They hated him. That's why they tried to cancel him. Try to shut him up, have a court hearing and get him killed and get him out there. Get him out of there because they felt like he was a problem. And he was. He was a problem. He did what God said. So that testified against everybody. You know how sometimes when we were young, we would go, oh, you're just brown nosing up to the teacher, or you're just trying to get on dad's good side. You're just trying to get on mom's good side. Well, he was already on God's good side because he was God. Well, let the Lord reveal that to you. And so since he was already on the good side, everybody, they all did. I'm not saying everybody in the whole world hated him or all the disciples hated him. I'm just saying that people, in a general sense, they like what he did, but they hated him. You get what I'm saying? They liked that he provided food, but they hated him. They loved that he would go and perform miracles for people, but they hated him. They loved that he would raise people from the dead, but they hated him. Sounds like somebody else we know of in the United States. They love what he did, but they hate him. You know, it's the same thing with all the presidents, really. They all do something. And I mean, they're not all bad. You get what I'm saying to you? They'll try to do something to the best of their abilities. And we'll take that thing that we love and run with that. But then we'll hate them on everything else. Do you get what I'm saying to you? Put away your anger. Put away your rage. Turn away from all of that. And I always hear, like, when people say, social media this, social media that, you on this, you on that. No, because a lot of times social media teaches us how to hate each other, or teaches us who to hate. If you're not careful, if you notice, if you go on our social media, we don't have many of them because I don't get on everything. But when we do get on, we talk about God. We show things. We try to show. Okay, like on our one of our social medias, we'll get the videos and we'll find God scenes or church scenes and explain little things about the church scene, and or laugh at it because it's true. That's what we do. But everybody don't do that. And I'm not saying that everybody's evil, but I'm telling you, we cannot love each other while we're hating each other. And if you're not careful, all of that social media courage that people have will mess around and make us hate each other. And we can't take that chance. Life is too short for us to hate each other. We have to love each other as best we can. And the only way we're going to do that is if we talk to God. You hear that rumble? Mm-hmm. The Lord is agreeing with me already. We have to talk to God so that we can all love each other and do what needs to be done for our own lives, because we don't know anything. All we could ever do is ask God. And listen, when God gives us the direction and he shows us what to do, nobody has to tell you anything. All the rain's coming down now. Listen, I don't care about no rain. Listen, God wants you to change. And if you don't change, he won't be able to save you. He put it down to where everybody can be saved. But if we don't do what needs to be done, he can't save us. So then what are you going to do? There's no other God to go to then. You have to go to him. There's only but one God. And as Jesus Christ, you better come on to him and talk to him and put away your anger.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.